This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. If you're feeling a little overwhelmed, like you're constantly running on empty, or just plain exhausted, trust me, you're not alone. In today's hustle culture, it's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of deadlines, expectations, and constant connectivity. But let's be real, we can't pour from an empty cup. That's why today, we're diving deep into a crucial aspect of Stoicism. Prioritizing self-care for better mental health. Think about it like this, your mind is like a high-performance engine. It needs regular maintenance, refueling, and the right kind of care to run smoothly. Neglecting that can lead to burnout, stress, anxiety, and all those things we're trying to avoid, right? Self-care isn't selfish. It's essential for our well-being, our productivity, and ultimately, our ability to navigate life with resilience and grace. So, how do we actually make this happen? Here are five key takeaways that will help you prioritize self-care and cultivate a healthy mental state. First, define what self-care means to you. It's not about bubble baths and face masks, though those can be nice. Self-care is about intentionally nurturing your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. This could involve anything from regular exercise and healthy eating to spending time in nature, engaging in hobbies you enjoy, or simply taking breaks when you need them. The key is to listen to your body and mind and identify what truly recharges and revitalizes you. Next, schedule it then. Just like any important appointment, self-care needs to be prioritized on your calendar. Lock out time for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's a midday walk, reading a good book, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. When self-care is on the schedule, it becomes a non-negotiable part of your day. Third, learn to say no. You don't have to be everything to everyone all the time. Saying no to commitments that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities can free up valuable time and mental space for self-care. It's okay to set boundaries and protect your well-being. Remember, you are not responsible for other people's happiness, you are responsible for your own. Fourth, practice mindfulness. Take a moment each day to simply be present in the moment. Notice your breath, your surroundings, and the sensations in your body. Mindfulness can help reduce stress, increase focus, and cultivate a sense of calm amidst the chaos. Even just 5 minutes of dedicated mindfulness can make a world of difference. And finally, be kind to yourself. You are human. There will be days when you feel overwhelmed, stressed, or simply not up to par. On those days, it's even more important to practice self-compassion and give yourself the grace you deserve. Remember that setbacks are a part of life. What matters is how we learn and grow from them. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're juggling work deadlines, family commitments, and maybe even trying to squeeze in some social time. You're feeling stretched thin, your mind is racing, and your energy levels are plummeting. Sound familiar? This is where self-care becomes a lifeline. Let's say, instead of scrolling through social media when you feel overwhelmed, you decide to take a 15-minute walk in nature. The fresh air, the rustling leaves, the chirping birds, all these things can help calm your mind and bring you back to the present moment. By prioritizing that short walk, you're not only giving yourself a break, but also equipping yourself with more mental clarity and focus to tackle those deadlines effectively. See? Self-care is not about indulging. It's about investing in your well-being so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. Remember, folks, taking care of yourselves isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. By incorporating these simple yet powerful practices into your daily routine, you'll be well on your way to building a stronger, more resilient mindset and creating a life that is truly fulfilling. So, get out there, prioritize self-care, and let's conquer this world together. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite self-care practices? Share thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. And don't forget to subscribe to Everyday Stoicism so you don't miss a single episode. Until next time, keep striving for strength, simplicity, and focus.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.